Green Autos is a company in Janesville that sells neighborhood electric cars and small trucks and electric scooters for police and industry. General Manager Chris Thompson says the dealership got off to a tough start last year, but he says this year, with gasoline prices at $4 a gallon and Janesville having approved neighborhood electric vehicles, sales are up. Thompson acknowledges it's bittersweet to be doing better financially in a city that's about to lose many jobs.
We haven't had anybody that has approached us, you know, angrily or anything and said, you know, hey, you're the reason that this plant's shutting down. It's people like you, any kind of negative connotations like that. We've had positive connotations from GM workers that have come into our dealership and said, hey, great to see you guys here. You know I work at GM and we make SUVs, but this is the future.
Thompson says he's talked with Zen Motors, the makers of the neighborhood electric vehicles he sells, about taking over the GM plant.
When GM goes out, there's going to be a nice, big, already tooled up plant ready to go, and Zen's going to need it if they're going to come out with that highway version electric they're talking about by the end of next year. So it'd be great if we can have Zen Motor Cars come to Janesville. It's nice, centrally located in the country.
Zen, which stands for Zero Emission, No Noise, is based in Toronto. The company says the Janesville scenario is a rumor. Zen says it does have plans for expanding its product offerings, but says it's premature to comment on when or where additional manufacturing facilities, if any, may open. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.